Blog Talk Radio.
I played the fool before, stared at the sun till it burned out my eyesight. Blind but a man must move on, no time for regrets, foolish. had to rehearse the times you were here. Through other ladies, I drove myself crazy, wondering why they weren't you. You may think I'm a fool, but still, I did it
all for
come to me, but until that day.
you in a lonely place. How could you be so blind? You're still regretting the love you left, left behind. Oh, darling, I see you go through your changes.
Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off, baby, baby. Now, welcome. The start of the new year, this is our first four counts, I believe, of this year. That being said, you know, our normal set of people weren't warned. There was a lot of stuff that was going on today. I couldn't really do what I normally do, but I reached out, got some good people to come in here and assist with everything else. But of course, you know, everything that works out, we definitely brought in some of our regulars, our people, you know, the day ones from day one. And then we got some guest people that we're going to come here and we're going to talk some things. So tonight is Welcome to 2023. Now, War Council is egalitarian, conscious community panel discussion and dialogues around current events, community issues, and most importantly, relationships. So, to get that going, of course, we're going to flip over here to our normal instrumental that sets everything off perfectly. And I'm going to bring in some of our regular folks before we get to the new folks. So, we're going to go to the eloquent one of our favorites, the brother who makes the most sense, with no pretense, Wendell. But that was good, brother.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, my brother. Good to be with you.
What's happening? How are you feeling?
I am good, my brother. I am definitely good. Just staying focused.
All right.
Got to move in silence and then show your work.
That's what it is. All right. So I'm going to go from you to my favorite Philly John, one of my best friends. Danielle.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's happening, Danielle?
I'm chilling.
What's going
ready
on?
To talk.
All right. We're going to get over here to our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows. See what he's doing. Van, what's good?
Hey, what is good, family? What is good, family? It's good to be here for another edition of War Council. Wendell, La Perla Negra.
Hey.
What's happening?
Of course. Well, you know, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we got a lot of stuff in the chat that we can definitely bring up. I'm going to bring up one of the major things that we had a conversation about beforehand. But we got some guest people that were sitting in on the panel tonight. Of course, you know, you had to go to the drip, ask me for certain things. So I asked Songbird, a.k.a. Kenya, come through. Kenya, are you here?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Songbird.
All right. I also have my twin, Pasiwe. Hold on. I think she might be eating though. Pasiwe, you there?
Peace. I'm here. What's up, twin? Hey, everybody. Peace and blessings.
Hey, hey.
Good to hear you. How are you?
Blessed. Good to be here. I'm hungry, so I am going to be eating, but I'll try not to smack in your ears.
Fantastic. And then we also got the Texas Titan known as Essential. Essential, are you there?
I am indeed. Good evening all.
Hey.
All right, so we're going to start this out asking everybody generally, how are you feeling? How is everybody doing? How is the new year treating?
Amazing. Things are just flying through for me. My blessings are coming through. I just wish I could get rid of these allergies, and it would be perfect.
Well, that would be good. Allergies is the thing. Anyone else?
Yeah,
2023 is off to a good start.
Yeah.
My mantra is 2023 is everything for me.
That's a good mantra. That's a beautiful mantra. All right. Let me go over here to Kenya. How's your 2023 treating you?
So far, it's pretty good. Just been writing more, doing music. Single is out on streaming platforms. And just trying to put some more out, you know, make a name for myself.
As well you should. Well you should. Van Meadows.
Hey, man, I had one good day in the new year so far, man. I'm not going to lie to you, personally. Professionally, it's great. Personally, it sucks. So, yeah.
Well, I feel you. So, you know, we're going to get into it. We ain't going to waste. We ain't going to throw no bows. I'm not going to play the clip, but, you know, for the thing that happens, the clip we're going to start out with is a woman unveils her requirements for a future husband. All right. Mm-hmm. If you need the clip, I'll play it, but, you know, I wasn't planning on playing it. So in her clip, right, you know, we're not going to talk about herself, but her expectations were, you know, number one, let's start out with this. Is marriage still valid in 2023?
Absolutely. Yes. Still
it
valid.
Is.
Crazy question. It's a good question. Yeah. Very. My next one going to be valid, too.
Why is that? Now, I'm just saying, all right, so we'll start out with you. What makes marriage valid for you or not for you moving forward? So we'll start with this and we'll move around. I'll just run down the line. So starting with you, Danielle, ladies first. Why is it valid?
It's valid because I believe in not only the sanctity of it, but the actual partnership and the teamwork coming together, just like I believe in any relationship that I have. I don't have unrealistic expectations, but I believe in marriage. I loved being married. I just didn't care for who I was married to. But it's just, you know, I think it's one of the tightest bonds that you can form with a partner, because it's more than just the law saying that, you know, recognizing that you two are together legally. It just goes way beyond it. It's spiritual. Oh my God, it's so much I don't know. I'm at a loss right now. But I do.
Okay,
I believe it's valid.
Well, I'm going to go from you. I'm going to go to Essential. Essential, marriage valid in 2023, or yes or no, in your opinion?
I think valid. I think marriage still has some validity to it. I would say that it is giving way to healing and self-care in terms of priority in 2023. I think that a lot of people are more focused on their, well, let me rephrase. I think a lot of men, a lot of black men are a little more focused on their emotional development in preparation for the possibility of marriage as opposed to prioritizing being married or getting married over a lot of things that we generally would put a backseat to marriage. So, yeah, I believe there's still some validity. I just don't believe it has the same level of priority now with the things that people are learning about themselves.
Good point. I'm going from you to Fasiwe. Fasiwe, how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think marriage is valid in 2023? And probably is probably one of the only people here that's still married. Probably has this question.
Wow.
But in most people.
Oh, most definitely. I believe that marriage is really valid. The relationship between two people, I think, especially if you make a lifelong commitment to it, can be the backdrop for you to become the most and the best parts of yourself possible. As long as you're committed to being as present as you can be, showing each other grace. I think that's why marriage is supposed to be lifelong, because it takes a lifetime to become all of who you're meant to be. And so in marriages, at least in my experience, is where I've learned the most about myself and my ability to love someone else willingly, intentionally, and at the same time learning to love myself in the process. So yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna go from you to Van Meadows. Van, is marriage still valid in 2023?
It's valid to the people that choose to do it. And I say that because most people aren't willing to do the work required to be in a marriage committed relationship. That union, that bond is deeper than just the title of husband, wife. It's a commitment between the two of you and God, most importantly. And society has everything that it wants to say about marriage. You know, people don't want to do it. People do want to do it. People want to do it with multiple people. But it's valid to the two people that make the choice to be committed to each other and do the work necessary to continue nurturing that union. So absolutely, it's still valid.
All right. And last but not least, Kenya. Is marriage valid?
I'm gonna have to agree with Mr. Meadows. It can be if you are willing to, or you and your partner are willing to do the work. I see a lot of people that like the idea of marriage, and they like the pictures. They like the, you know, the being in love and all of that stuff, and then after, you know, after you take the pictures and say that I do and all that, then reality sets in, like, oh, snap, I have to be with this person. I promise to be with this person for the rest of my life, and I barely know them, or this is not what I had in mind when I thought, you know, this is what marriage was. I thought it was going to be all peaches and cream, when it's not. It takes work. Like, people that have been married for 40 and 50 plus years, it wasn't easy for them. They did the work. So it's valid if you're willing to do the work and willing to grow with that person. And yeah, that's my take on that.
All right. That's what's up. Area code 228, who masses speaking? Ebony, what's happening?
I must have pressed the wrong button. I was just listening.
Well, you raised your hand, so that's how you ended up over here. So that's how we got your opinion. But while we got you, Ebony, well, let me ask this question. So do you think marriage is valid in 2023?
I don't speak on marriage.
Why don't you?
Because I've never been married. My mama ain't never been married. And marriage ain't really nothing that I can speak on, you know?
Okay.
I feel like marriage needs to be spoken on, with, you know, by the married people. So I choose not to have a fight in that conversation.
You have a dog in that fight. All right, so let me rephrase the question specifically for you. Would you ever imagine yourself getting married?
I don't know, because I don't do fairy tales. I do realistic, and realistically, I'm a single woman with two kids, and I don't know. I don't want to kill the future, but I don't want to add too much to it.
Always helps to keep your options open. All right, so...
The backside is paper or plastic is the options that I choose to speak on.
Why is she like this?
I don't know, but it is what it is. So on the flip side of this, all right, some of us, myself included, have been divorced or gotten divorced. When it comes to divorce, was divorce, all right, so was divorce, like, for those of us who are divorced, and I can just speak for me, like, divorce was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. I'm not going to front. I was in a very bad, malignant, narcissistic relationship with my ex, and I did all kinds of fighting in court and doing all kinds of stuff and enduring too many different things. And so when I finally got divorced, I was happy. And every day I'm a little bit happier because she went and married somebody else and she's having the time of her life, but not to talk bad of her because she can't defend herself. But it was a good thing for me because it just wasn't working. So is divorce a good answer when your relationship definitively doesn't work? And I'll just open that to the floor. Anybody can hop in on that.
I want to say that I think it should be a last resort. That's all.
What do you believe it's a last resort? Twin, why do you think it's a last resort? I said, Twin, why do you think it should be a last resort?
Because to me, the commitment was to, you know, was to spend a lifetime together. And in that lifetime together, you ought to expect that things will change. Sometimes things will be good. Sometimes things will be bad. There is no realm of life in which you will not experience tragedy, disappointment,
And so to think that none of those things, to think that those unpleasant things don't belong in a marriage, to me is an unrealistic expectation. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't sanction any kind of abuse. I don't sanction anything that, you know, puts you in danger, that completely, when you, if you, I mean, we all, you know, when something is just absolutely wrong. But I think that divorce has become a convenient choice for a lot of people who, like has been mentioned before, don't want to do the work.
Mm. Okay. Anybody else want to hop in?
Yeah, you know, I'll hop in on this one. You know, divorce is, I think that it can be, I think that it can be necessary. Because idealistically, when people get married, especially if there is a religious undertone to their, you know, to the intention behind them getting married, the vows that one takes when they're getting married, there's one specific clause in there that I think makes the I'm not going to say unrealistic, but definitely very fantastical. And that is keeping myself until death do us part. Because in the modern context, that clause it doesn't hold the same weight as it once did in times past, where relationship was necessary for survival, and where the prospect of going through life alone was untenable and not realistic, because it was a necessity to have a partner just to be able to make it in the world today. In our modern dating context, relationship, while many relationships, especially marriage, while it may be desirable, it's not a necessity. And anything that is not a necessity then becomes an option. And then you have to, determine at what point does the option no longer make sense, which is why there's, you know, no-fault divorce, and why it is so easy to exit a relationship, to exit a marriage, when people do not invest in themselves and heal themselves and develop themselves to the point where they could be a good partner for someone else till death do them part, then it is only a matter of time before that blank check, that vow is essentially writing, bounces. And it's not to be pessimistic, but it is to be realistic, that sometimes people set themselves up for failure by not knowing to the fullest possible extent what it is that they're getting themselves into when they get married. They want a certain image. They have a certain picture in their mind, but the reality and the vicissitudes of life will expose your inadequacies, and you will either respond to that one of two ways. You will either humble yourself, do the work, and get better, or you will become defensive, dismissive, and ultimately disengaged. And that is something based on the intentions and the development of the people in the relationship. I am not an advocate of martyrdom in marriage. So I don't think that anyone should stay in a situation, in a relationship or a marriage situation if it is not serving them. And the last thing I'll say is this, and this is something that I say all the time, is that a relationship is not something that you get into. It is something that you create. Therefore, you have the right and the responsibility to create and to make it what it is that it needs to be as long as it serves you. And when it no longer serves you, you have the right and the responsibility to change it or to end it. And it is not a bad thing. It is not wrong or bad or dishonorable for one to assess their current situation and weigh it in the scales to determine if it is actually something that is going to serve them or if they need to exit it.
Cool. All right. Anyone else want to hop in?
Yeah. I think divorce. Okay, so I don't think anybody goes into marriage or wanting to get married with divorce in their mind. That will always be there. It's, you know, you'll think about it from time to time, but you don't go into wanting to get married or accepting the proposal thinking about divorce. And I agree with not everything that everybody said, but there are certain parts that I do agree with. Honestly, I think divorce should come into play when communication is no longer viable or allowed. It gets to that point in any relationship, married or just being together, where people stop communicating. One will shut down and just not allow the other one in. And eventually their partner just walks away, so to speak. I think a big mistake that people make is, and I don't want to so much repeat what everybody else said, is that they go into marriage not understanding who they are. And understanding that it is not just some frivolous thing that you get excited about because you're going to become a union of one. People don't think about these things, and like Wendell said, they haven't healed completely, and their partner doesn't understand that completely. People don't take the time to get to know each other. They don't want to be friends. They just want a microwave thing and quick, fast, and in a hurry. Just, especially nowadays, they just want the title. I'm married. I got a husband or I got a wife. You know, they don't understand the how deep it can get and don't really want to put the work in. When you get married, it's all about you and your partner, regardless of what you're going through. And communication is the number one thing. If it gets to a point where you can't talk to one another, you can't understand the love language, the body language when something's going on with your partner, and you're not willing to try to understand, to take that time to feel them out or find out what's going on, then that's the decline. That's where it starts to diminish and get bad, you know. I was asked to marry my husband, I was excited and I was nervous at the same time, and I thought about a lot of stuff. I took into consideration almost everything because I knew who I was. I knew what kind of person I was, and I have always entered into a relationship wholeheartedly with every intention to work it out. I'm a talker, and I am one of the most easiest people you can talk to. Unfortunately, my husband had other plans. I was more of a benefit to him rather than his wife. And I was just determined to stick by him. And I did. I mean, I got to a point where I hated my husband because of the kind of person he was. The character of his soul was just disgusting. But I still wanted to, I still loved him. But, and I wanted to work things out. And I did. I took care of him until his last breath, but I won't do it like that again. I'm still the same person. I still will give my heart and soul and 110% in my relationship if I get married, but I'm not going to be, I'm not going to allow abuse in verbally, mentally, any form of it. I'm going to know who I'm getting married to, and they're going to know who I am. And if it gets to the point where things, we can't come to an agreement on it, we're going to find another way to work it out. I'm not getting married with the intentions of getting divorced. Not saying that it won't happen. It can't happen, but I think that's the major issue with people these days. They don't take it seriously. They don't even understand how deep it can go, how deep it can get. So that's my take on it.
Okay. All right, so, I'll take one last.
I'm gonna contribute.
Go ahead.
This is essential. I would say divorce is probably the best thing to happen for me. It allowed me to pull back the veil and understand some of the things that I was experiencing that I did not have a barometer to measure with. And it opened the door for me to grow, to understand, and ultimately to begin my healing process while getting reacquainted with myself. Van spoke earlier about marriage being good for people who are willing to work at it. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. I ended up being in a position where I was the one willing to do the work. And it's hard to work at something by yourself that requires two people. So for me, divorce was a value add in my life in helping me not only recognize the emotional torture, the emotional harassment, the drowning I was experiencing of who I was and not knowing what to do about it. I think that sometimes, more often than not, people look at divorce as a failure. They look at it as something bad. But sometimes it can be the very thing that saves your life or saves your character or your humanity. And when you are able to accept something you never imagined being a part of your reality, only to come to later understand that it was a necessity, it puts things in perspective. So I would definitely say that while divorce may not always be favorable based on the commitment people make, sometimes it's the very thing that allows people to reset and thrive. And that's what I want to contribute.
Well, coming in from the back channel, got a couple of amens to the last three statements that was made. So y'all are definitely reaching out and touching people with the opinions that are being set forth. The one thing I'm going to ask, you know, I always ask statistics. When we're talking about black marriage, we're talking about the highest percentage of people being married per capita, per state, what have you, with Hawaii being the highest at 49%, with the District of Columbia, D.C., being at 18%. So if you live in Hawaii, your relationship might last a little bit longer. But if you're in D.C., beyond me. But Hawaii, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Maine, and then it's Pennsylvania, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, District of Columbia. Those are the lowest states versus the highest. But I agree, with what Essential said. Me getting divorced was very helpful, saved a lot of things. And it came on the tail of my son being born, you know. And the thing was is that I kind of had to do this reversal thing. Like, I had to act like I wanted to stay in a relationship in order for her to go through it. Because if I act like I didn't want to be around her, then she would put the pressure on and try to be closer to me or whatever. So I had to act like I really wanted to stay married to her. And that actually worked to my benefit because when she served me, she thought she was so happy. And then the next thing you know, oh, you're moving. Wait, there's a baby on the way. When did all this stuff happen? I was like, you've been divorcing me for like this amount of years. Why would it surprise you? You know, but in that sense, the weirdest thing, I guess, was she first had my kids rejecting their little brother. And then, you know, then she started doing weird stuff like stealing pictures off Facebook and printing them out and putting them in her house and stuff like that. Weird. Anyway, but that being said, I loaded this clip because people talk about the one thing we're looking at, that people are more, they want the wedding, but they don't understand the rate of the marriage. And there are people who have unrealistic expectations about what they should expect when they're getting into marriage. So I'm gonna flip this clip on real quick.
All right, and we're going to play it. All right, hold on for a second. Let me get it going. I'm just going to play the first 2-3 minutes of it. Hold on. All right, hold on.
Home, like the property tax.
Hold on.
Here are some things I expect men to do in marriage. Number one, pay the rent, mortgage, and utilities. So that's like the rent, the water, and like the electric. You know what I'm saying? And then if you have a home, like the property tax and the mortgage insurance, all that good stuff. Number two, to do most of the cooking. I cook, but I don't really like to cook. So it's really a plus when I meet a guy who is really good at cooking. And there are actually a lot of men that are great cooks. Number three, the dishes. I don't like doing the dishes, so it would be great to have a man that just took that chore off of my hands because I don't like to do the dishes. Number four, do the laundry. And when I say do the laundry, I don't just mean like put the clothes in the wash. I mean like the whole process. Put the clothes in the wash, put the clothes in the dryer, put them up, iron what needs to be ironed, fold what needs to be folded. Like do the whole thing from A to Z. Number five, take out the trash. I don't like to take out the trash. Number six, any yard work or housework. Now, he doesn't necessarily have to, like, fix it. Like, if there's, like, a broken pipe or something, like, he doesn't have to fix it. But he does have to be responsible in calling whoever to make sure that it is fixed. So it's just his responsibility. Number seven, upkeep the car. So that includes any tire changes that need to be made, any oil changes that need to be made, putting gases in the car, making sure the cars are washed, like the whole process of upkeeping the cars from A to Z. Number eight is date nights at least twice a month, but that actually goes into like any form of recreational activity. So if we're going kayaking, if we're deciding to take a camping trip, if we're deciding to go to a theme park, just at least two dates and or recreational activities per month. And number nine, an annual honeymoon. I do want to be one of those couples that takes a honeymoon every year in a different location. I think that's super cute. So definitely an annual honeymoon and then a separate family vacation. So that's two big trips per year. So a honeymoon and a separate family vacation. And yes, I expect for him to pay for it. Let me know what you guys think in the comments.
I think you're going to be single.
I think she done bumped her head and gone crazy.
You must be upside your drink down.
She's a child.
It's nothing wrong with having those expectations, but as long as she is working twice as I mean working just as hard as he is.
Wait, hold on. I want to ask the fellas first, I want to get the fellas' opinion, and then ladies, please weigh in. So gentlemen, let's start. I'm gonna just go for the top. So Essential, your opinion.
Well, when I started paying attention to what I was hearing, halfway through this list of expectations, this person had, I couldn't help but notice that she did not mention a single thing about how she would contribute to the relationship,
mm-hmm.
what she would contribute mm-hmm. to the relationship.
Yep.
And for me, that was a huge indicator that she is not a team player. She is here
mm-hmm.
to be taken care of,
uh-huh.
maybe look cute, and be happy. She did not come across like the type of person who carried any depth in who she is as an individual, and she didn't sound like someone who was interested in the depth of the man that she had such high expectations of. So she is definitely a pass. Go straight to jail. Do not pass, don't go straight to jail. No relationship. You're not ready for no relationship in that regard. That's my assessment. She needs to rethink her whole life.
I'm going to go from you to Wendell.
Yeah, what I heard was the mentality of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And not of a woman, and definitely not of a wife. That's that fairy tale that I was kind of alluding to before, you know, this picture that, you know, that she obviously has in her head, and there was no partnership there. I heard nothing but liability, because all of those things that she's saying that she would want her husband or man to do, those are things that when you're single, you have to do those things for yourself. And so that would lead me to believe that if she's not in a relationship, she's already doing those things. And that if she were to get into a relationship, she's looking to pass the buck and be served. And it screams of entitlement to me. And again, it's no liability. I mean, it's no asset, all liability. And to be as brazen and as audacious as to state these are requirements, and the rationale and the justification for it was, I don't like to do these things, but it would be great if he would do da 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 X, Y, and Z. And so the question is, what does he need you for? What would any man who has the capability, the capacity, and whatnot, to do all those things need with you. Because he's obviously doing those things for himself. Yeah, so, and yeah, that it's a hard pass. You know, it's a no for me, dog. That's just, I mean, it's so blatantly audacious and blatant and opportunistic, and yet you really think that someone is going to willfully sign up for that? Why? What is the return on such an investment?
You never know. She might got that thing on her. You know.
Yeah. You know, but you're bro, and you know this, that comes standard with every model.
Every model.
I'm gonna put this in the parking lot. We're gonna come back to it after we hear from the ladies. But I'm gonna go to Van Metals right now. Van Metals.
Hey man, I agree with my brothers have already said. First of all, when I saw the clip, I didn't even make it past her opening her mouth. I just saw the list and I said, yeah, I'm gonna check out right here. I don't even need to see anymore. I don't even need to hear anymore, because I did not see one thing that she was going to be able to do. Hell, if I'm cooking and I'm cleaning, I'm doing everything, I don't need her. I don't need her. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even want her, because I don't need the headache. I don't need the drama. I don't need me having to open my mouth to ask you, what are you doing besides laying in my bed? It's a hard no for me, dog. She's going to be single. If that's her expectation, and I did see the woman, she's going to be single forever.
It's forever?
Forever.
Okay.
With that kind of expectation, forever, bro. I'm sorry. Ain't no man in his right mind going to sign up for that. He's doing everything.
Man,
she's a liability.
So
he's the asset. She's no.
Alright, so let me read this back channel. What the hell is she going to do? She made it all about herself. I said, is she even going to wipe her own ass? Shaking my head. Crazy. Alright, so ladies, your opinion, please.
She gave me a headache. I did watch the whole thing through because I'm just nosy like that. I wanted to see if I would find some little space where she would come in and say, those are her expectations, but in reality, I'm going to be right there with him, helping him. I'm going to do the same thing. But all I heard was me, my, I, which is most of the time what this society is about. I heard a lot of selfishness, childishness. She has not grown up. She don't know who the hell she is, because I don't know where she came up with this. Like Wendell said, it's entitlement. And I don't know where this sense of entitlement comes from. First of all, I just don't get it. She hasn't said anything, like you said, anything about putting in some work with him. Because just like you gentlemen said, that's the standard model. It comes with we all got that split, okay? Ain't nothing special about it, okay? Some can squeeze a little bit tighter than others and work with different sizes, but that's about it, okay? It ain't special, and she I don't care if she's sucking it from the back, okay, and performing tricks with her tongue. I don't get it. She's gonna stay single. And then at the end, she's got an attitude, okay, because she put herself out there like that, and people are pretty much disagreeing with her, calling her all kinds of crazy names and stuff. But she's her mind is in another. It has gone through a portal of just, was you born stupid, or do you practice it? I mean, I don't get it. And she's just Yeah, she gonna be sitting to herself, like forever, ever,
forever, ever.
Yes, forever, ever. Because it's not. Even now, I know some wealthy couples, okay, and these women don't really have to do anything, but they want to. A real woman wants to help her man. She wants to do things with him, regardless of what it is. If this man had to jump in the sewer to unclog some shit, she'd still want to be right there with him too. So I don't know where this child came from. She need to go crawl back in that cave and do some work on herself, and then come back out refreshed and renewed. Because that ain't where it's at.
Not crawl back in the cave.
Yeah, she came out of a damn cave. Because I don't know.
I don't know. Kenya, what's your opinion on it?
just listening. She has no idea. Something is wrong. I don't know. Like, is she really serious? Like, was this just like, was this video just for clout, or is she really serious about what she just said? Like, she wants to have a honeymoon every year in a different place. And girl, do you know what type of economy we? Like, she has very unrealistic expectations, and she has like
that's the way she baits.
Yes, it's she has like this bridezilla type of mindset, and I see that I would see that all the time on bridezilla, where it was like, is my dress, my money, my this, my that. It's mine, and then you have to, like, she doesn't realize, like, marriage, a relationship in general is a partnership. It's not all about you, sweetie. Because it better be the case, if she wants it to be mine, she needs to look into her judicial system or whatever, see if she can marry her damn self and call her day and do all those things for herself. Because
she need to go to build a man, because that's the only way she gonna get that, honey. I'm sorry,
I don't think her.
Unless she got sparkles and unicorn rainbows coming out of it or
that
something.
Her elevator don't go all the way up, and and it's some chicken nuggets missing out the box.
Okay.
Chicken. Wait a minute. Guess what?
Seaway. Yeah. It's all been said. She's a child. She clearly is very emotionally immature. I didn't see the clip, like, visually, so I have no clue as to how old she might be. But whether she's chronologically or emotionally, her growth has been stunted. And she's probably the product of some very unhealthy examples that she saw, or the product of a lack of any realistic examples. And so she's just going off of her infantile perception of the world and relationships. And that's pretty sad.
Well, I mean, she baited the hook. You know, the funny thing about this, matter of fact, before I get into that, let me ask Ebony if she wants to say anything. Ebony, do you want to say anything?
Nah, because I was going to be petty and pretend like I was on her team, but I knew everybody was going to try to jump me, so I'm going to just stay quiet.
We don't do that in here.
Why do you want to be devil's advocate so bad?
Because it's in my blood.
Hey, it don't matter the bait she used with the cheese that slipped off her cracker. Go on. Stretch yourself.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Wait,
make
you called me the cheese that slipped off her cracker. Wait a minute.
Mahavi said she baited. She used it, something to bait it. And I think it's the cheese that slipped off her cracker is the bait that she's trying to use. Because that child is not from, she is not of this world, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, she,
he ain't right,
I hate to say this. This is going to sound really, this is a podcast, Jesus. Y'all, don't come for me, people, okay? I'm just telling it like it is because I done seen it before. She looking for somebody that's special needs that ain't going to
good night, Ebony. Good night, Ebony. Have a good night. Good night, Ebony.
Please,
for this. I'm going to mute you.
I didn't see this before. The baby going to be one of them people that were on the start bus that only had the same class every day. I'm telling you, I done seen it before. It happens all the time. And y'all know y'all have seen it. Stop acting like y'all ain't seen it.
It's time for me to go sleep.
Lord, we know you dead ass wrong.
Good night, nighttime.
You the one that told me to speak, so I spoke my truth, okay?
Good night, Ebony. Good night. Right. It was so nice.
I love y'all too. You know what? I hope we don't get killed.
Love you too.
Oh,
Lord.
I'm just mad at myself because it's probably true.
I just said she got some chicken nuggets missing out the box. Maybe that's, you know what, never mind.
Yeah, she a dollar short of a dime. She just not the brightest bulb on the strand.
No, she not right bright, not at all.
I mean, there's always one. But at the same time, like, taking it out of context, literally, not this, and I said we go back to the parking lot. Let's think about somebody like a Brittany Renner. Brittany Renner, perfect example. Perfect example. Pretty, beautiful. You know that all she does is go after particular people for their money. Like, she got P.J. Washington, and she's like, basically, she's like, you're just going to fund my life. I'm going to have this baby. She's going to fund my lifestyle. I'm probably going to do none of this shit that you asked me to. I'm just going to get rich up off you, you know, anything else. And she probably had the same criteria that she was putting forth. But I mean, will we second guess her for who she is, for how she is? Because she might not have said it, and because she looks pretty or has something else, would that be the case? Because, you know, a lot of times a lot of men are bad, beautiful fools. So I mean, what would be the difference between her and Brittany Renner?
You know,
and that's my point.
It goes back to the saying that a fool and his money are soon parted.
Parted, absolutely.
And the downfall of many a man has been the woman that he selected. And, you know, the mindset that I'm hearing from this young lady and from, you know, other people, you know, who you've kind of laid out there, is that they are banking on the fact that there is a sucker, that there is someone who is so hard up for the attention and validation that having a pretty woman on his arm would bring, that he is willing to pay that exorbitant price and sacrifice, you know, his money and you know, other standing, you know, social standings, just for that validation. It's an opportunistic approach to dating, mating, and relating. And I think that it definitely has a shelf life. Because, you know, hey, the wall is undefeated, and at some point in time, the price that you think you're going to be able to extract is going to come back and, you know, smack you in the face if you don't you know, pull your head out of your ass. So yeah, that's crazy.
These some special females then, because I don't understand. Ain't no way she just sitting back not doing nothing, okay? There's a level of respect that she's not getting then. Because ain't no way in hell, I don't care how pretty she is and how superficial the man is because of her beauty. There's something missing in there as far as the line of respect. They're not home just talking about, oh, baby, you know, you're just so beautiful and you don't have to do anything. No, trust me. That chick, what's her name, Brittany Renner, she may have the money or the gifts or whatever it is that she wants, but she's paying a price for it. Ain't no way. Ain't no way in the world that that's all she has to do is sit back and look pretty. Okay? I can't agree with her getting all she wants and playing with these men, and she's respected. It's no way in the world. It doesn't compute with me. Okay? It just doesn't.
That's that cap. That's the Cardi B. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me show you how I got this ring.
Right. Exactly.
Until Offset, you know, takes a video and posts it online of her cooking and cleaning. So.
Okay. She was a stripper. Ain't no way in the world you telling me, okay, that what you bring just because you stay moist. You stay wet down there, that's all. Man, come on. Come on. And then Hollywood? Are you kidding me? The crap these people got to go. Please. I just can't. I can't with this. I'm reality-based, and that right there, it's just, I can't. I cannot.
All right. So case in point, where anything else is going on, it leads us into the people that we choose as mates and partners, right, for our particular relationships that we happen to be in, you know. And so I posted this meme in one of the groups when we talk about dating, because a lot of times when people are baiting the hook, like the one thing that the young lady's doing, because she can find someone, and Ebony's wrong as hell, she said she's probably going to find somebody special needs. And there'll be somebody who, like, you know, it's like somebody issued them a challenge, and they'll try to go and fulfill that challenge, right? There's always one person who will do that, regardless of the fact what it is. It doesn't matter what you look like, how you look like, there's somebody for everybody. So we just know that it happens to be a fact. But since we're talking about picking people and dating people, and I know this list kind of vexed me because I know what it is. And if it feels like I'm talking about you, I'm not. It's just a list. I didn't outline it. Somebody else made this list. It was made by Castax. I did not. All right. So literally when we're talking about dating and getting into things, because we're going to talk about dating, sex, relationships, and things of that in this particular portion, right, this meme says dating them, not for the weak, right? I am not calling y'all individually. This is the meme. It's not my personal meme. I'm just saying what's on the meme. Please do not come for me. All right. So dating them, not for the weak. All right, December, Sagittarius, Jamaican, men from Brooklyn, July, Cancer, good Lord, July, Cancer, Taurus woman, women from Ohio, September, Virgo, men from the Bronx, all right, November, Scorpio, April, Aries, Dominican women, August, Leo, Haitian men. This is the criteria, so dating them is not for the weak. If you are amongst this list, I did not make this list up. Do not come for me. However, I can feel some of the things that are on this list. I literally some of the things on this list, very stressful. Bad things have happened. But anybody else, is there anyone else who disagrees with this list?
I'm on the list.
I don't think they're hard to create. Area code 862, who is this?
J-Rob the Wild.
J-Rob.
Hey, Kuzo, what's good?
What's happening, man?
Hey, Taylor.
Very good evening, brothers and sisters, and all Nubians in between. But the brother who put that up is a comedian, and I hit him up directly and was like, don't ever disrespect the Bronx, King. Keep your jokes to yourself. The Bronx is king. The only way you can say don't date men from the Bronx is if you're a dude dating a man from the Bronx. Keep that other stuff to yourself, son. I'm real sensitive when it comes up to the home of hip-hop. Be easy.
Oh, Lord.
Sir, you're not supposed to be triggered, sir. Sir, you're not supposed to be triggered. All right. So if
I'm
anyone
York,
else feel that they're on this list, then you relate it.
I ain't on the
anyway,
list. I'm going to be quiet.
I'm on the list.
I was married to a December Sagittarius, so I'm not married.
Wait a minute now.
I resent that comment.
I'm just saying. Listen.
I'm a November Sagittarius. I'm not in that. I'm saved. Thank you.
I'm just saying, December Sagittarius, y'all, you know, I'm not, no disrespect. Y'all kind of special. Y'all do what y'all do, but when y'all go left,
y'all
go left.
Issues. All the things you got
now,
issues.
You might be,
y'all go.
You might be right. You might be right, how, because Ian's dad is just December Sag. Oh, hell no.
All Sagittarius got issues. My mother was a Sag. Boyfriends were Sagittarius. Two cousins are Sagittarius. All got issues. Okay. And then some were November and some were
nobody talking about mommy, J. Rob. Nobody talking about mommy.
Please let's leave that part out.
Well, the meme says dating
is not
for the week.
It is super sad.
Hold on. Let's just go because we can't all talk at once. So I'm going to go with Van. I'm going to come back to you, Kenya. So there, say what you were saying.
It says dating them is not for the weak. If you have a disagreement, I suggest you take a look in the mirror. Signed, April Perry.
Oh, goddamn. Damn. Shit. Come for it. Kenya.
I was just saying, try having three Sagittarius people. I'm a November Sag. Ian's dad is December Sag. And Ian is a December Sag. What the fuck?
Yeah, I wish you luck with that. I wish you good luck with that.
Send help.
I was just saying. Okay. So, but... it's unfortunate that I've had multiple people on the list. My children are by Dominican women. Not a good thing. Well, you know what? Let me not speak too loud. That's crazy. Let me see. Women from Ohio. Yeah. December Sag, yeah. Taurus women. Yeah. But, you know, no offense, you know, but I'm sorry, Swin.
No apology necessary. I mean, to be honest, it's not for the week. But, hey, as far as I'm concerned, everybody got their shit with them. It just be different according to who you are. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not going to say I'm worse than anybody else. I'd just be different.
No, I would like to amend the list to say Jamaican women, specifically, matter of fact, not just Jamaican, I would like to add Trinidadian women to the list. I would like to add Trinidadian women to the list, make that amendment. Not for the week. Not for the week at all. For the week. In any sense. All right. How would y'all feel if it was like, if it was reversed? So, you know, it would be November Sagittarius, Trinidadians, men from Queens, I guess Queens or Manhattan, you know, Geminis. I don't know. However y'all wanted to add to it.
It's a total no for me with Gemini. Not in a romantic relationship. Friends, they the best. But romantic, oh, they can go to the moon. They can go take a flying leap into the abyss. I can't. I cannot. Nope.
A flying leap? All right, hold on. Let me turn around. Let me go to Essential. Essential, is there anything on this list for you?
No, ain't none of that shit. I'm good around that. Ain't none of that shit bother me at all. I mean shit. If I'm gonna fuck with you, I'ma fuck with you. If I'm not gonna fuck with you, I'm not gonna do it. But ain't none of that hit me like a, I wouldn't trigger about none of that. I'm good. I'm in a happy place.
All right, so let me come back. Ebony, does anybody on this list ring for you?
You just really trying to get us canceled tonight, ain't you?
Oh, I'm just saying. I just got to do
it. I'm trying to fill my little corner. You just keep poking the bear, sir.
I can't stop, though. I just can't.
Thou who shall not be named is amongst the list. So hell to the fuck yeah. God damn it.
All right, so matter of fact, let's do it like
but
that. Fuck all this shit.
My Valentine not
okay.
On the list, so we good.
Ooh, who's your Valentine?
That's good.
What's your Valentine sign?
Jesus not on the list.
Jesus is a Pisces, so we good.
Wait,
right. So let's do it like this. All right, so let's not even just play with it. What's the worst sign you've ever dated? The worst. The
Virgo.
Worst
Gemini.
Virgo. If you're born in the beginning of September, don't date him, sis. Run.
I'd like to weigh in. I'd like to weigh in on this one. Absolutely. Aquarius.
That's number two on my list.
Damn. That's Aquarius. Well, all right, so backtracking. Ebony, what made the Virgo the worst?
Because he talks his ass motherfucker like, run, sis, run. Don't do it. He gonna hurt you.
People
that have never dated a Virgo will never know this. But Virgo, from my point of view, they typically have, it's been multiple now. I've tried and tried again, and I was like, yeah, this is just not for me. But it's something about them that they watch you, they study you, they learn you, and they try to portray what your idea of the perfect person is. And I don't like that. I think mm-hmm. that's toxic as a motherfucker. I want to see you. I want to know who you are. If I say that my favorite color is yellow and every week, every fucking week you got on the yellow shirt, there's a problem there. Why do you always have on yellow? It's shit like that.
Okay. All right. So, Van, Aquarius, why?
Because they're users, manipulators, cheaters. Not to mention, they don't like to be tied down because they're free spirits. So,
damn.
If you're married to one, good luck with that.
Oh, shit.
They're not going to be married.
Damn. Essential. Worst sign.
Well, I would say that, I would definitely say that Aquarius definitely is different to me. I can't fuck with it. My ex-wife was an Aquarius. So,
mine too, bro.
Yeah, So I definitely wouldn't wade into the water in the near future.
Whatever game most likely.
That's all I can say about that.
Wendell, you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'd hit you. You already know that I'm married a Sag and divorced a Sag. I have also dated a Virgo, which was that was a pretty decent experience. Actually, it was a good experience. I'm not even going to take anything away from her. Still friends with her to this day. And love it to life. As a Libra man, I thought that I would have more success with Libra women, but the last two Libra women that I dated, it did not end well. I had for those relationships, but hey, you know, people are where they are. They're going to be there for as long as they choose to stay. I just decided that where they were is not where I needed to be.
Shit. Yeah. Damn. So I'm gonna come around to Kenya. Where's fine.
Water sign was December Sag. They are, don't get me wrong, they're very outgoing and all of that shit, but they love bomb and gaslight like hell. So, and they're very controlling. They want to control any and everything. They like to be right, and even when they're wrong, they're still right. So, yeah. Fuck 'em.
All right. Wow. J-Rock.
Bro, listen.
Except my baby, though.
As a Libra man, I have dated a plethora of sisters from the spectrum of the zodiac scale, and since I haven't been as successful as I would like with these sisters, man, let me tell you, I think any month that has 28 days in it is bad for any good man. Cause shit, there's a lot of badass women out here. It's a hard nut to follow, man. So they're all horrible. Only perfect person is my mother, and I am not dating mommy. Well, fucking horrible.
Well, he said it.
Ain't no perfect zodiac out there, man. It's just who are you trying to deal with, and can you put up with their shit as much as they can put up with your shit? And can y'all live with each other's shit long enough to deal with shit? And be successful at it.
That part.
Fuck. Well, ain't none of these zodiacs perfect. Because you're always going to meet somebody's representative until they walk out the house of representatives, and then you like, oh, that's who you represent? I'm getting the fuck out. Sorry for the profanity, but I'm a grown up, and I don't have to wash my mouth anymore.
Well, damn. Twin. Twin. Fourth line.
Yeah.
What's worst sign ever dated?
Libra. But I don't...
Why?
I don't think that the person necessarily fit a traditional description of a Libra. He had some other stuff with him, so I don't think I can attribute my disappointment with him to his zodiac sign attributes.
Hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Danielle, did I get you, Danielle?
No, you didn't. And I'm going to tell you something. I have to agree with J-Rob. All you motherfuckers got deep-rooted psychological unresolved issues. And they come out whenever the fuck you deem necessary. I have been in confusing relationships. I have been in controlling relationships. I have been in absentee relationships. And everybody has issues. Everybody. So I can't say the
everybody.
Word. Everybody. My husband was, I think he was in league with the devil, literally. So it's just,
nah.
Everybody has a, wait a minute, let me finish, okay? Everybody has toxic traits about them, okay? So I can't really pick one. The one that I dislike the most was the Gemini in a romantic sense. But as far as friendship, I think they're the goat. They're funny as hell. They go-getters. They fun. They like to, you know, they match my energy. But all of the signs that I have dealt with, please, all y'all motherfuckers got issues. Everybody needs to spend some time in Epi, and that's an insane asylum that's here in Philly. I don't think they're open anymore, but all of them got issues, to be honest.
I agree with you.
And Pisces, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we got some issues. But that's only because, wait a minute, look how finished, please. I mean, I let y'all
talk. I'm
going to
ask you a question.
Go ahead. Ask the question.
Nothing. Never mind. What's your zodiac sign? I can hear you getting mad already.
I was getting to it. I said we, Pisces, we got some issues, but that is only because we take so much shit. Now, some of us just start out as sneaky as fuck. But for the most part, we have a very, very high tolerance, a very, very large capacity for bullshit that people put out. Okay, and J-Rob, if you had a question, if it had to do with lovers, a Libra was the best lover I had, but he was like...
Oh, you goddamn right, Libras are the best lovers.
He was like a damn log afterwards, but wanted me to sit around, and I'm like, dude, can we get up and do something? Okay, so,
that's,
you know.
Hold. So as we get into it, since J-Rod went there, thanks, cuz. What is the best sign?
I wasn't trying to go what sexual. I was agreeing with Danielle. Because my ex-girlfriend,
but you didn't ask me the
she
question.
Said her husband. Well, you ain't let me
he was
speak,
a
yo. See, this is why you got a problem.
Well,
this is why we got
well,
our friendship
on,
got problems.
Pause. Let's get into the best sign today. What is the best sign today? We just going to run through. Say it. Give 30 seconds because we run out of time. So let me just run it down from top to bottom. All right, best sign to date. Essential.
I can't even remember, but she was every goddamn thing. Whew. Lord Jesus, I can't remember the sign. No, I have to do research and remember her sign. I can't remember her sign.
You know when somebody say goddamn they had a flashback.
Shit.
I don't even know what a sign was.
That was some good shit, man.
I just had me a flashback. Ooh, wait. Hey.
You know.
Y'all feel me though. Y'all feel me though. I know y'all feel me on that one. Everybody feel me on that one. It's always one.
Oh, man.
You know,
breathe,
ready.
Harvey, breathe.
Yo, that's real in the bumper. Waddell.
I would say the best relationship that I have had was with a cancer woman. And, I love that woman to this day.
Shit. because I know what does. Yo, what does. You
back.
Said that. You just looked. You just looked off into the distance.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
And,
the bearded wonder looked off into the distance.
I'll probably give her a call in the morning.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Oh shit! All right, Danielle. Come on, Danielle.
What's the best sign? Any sign that's good to me. Anyone that's good to me, and don't come with that confusion shit, and that deflective bullshit. There's no best sign for me. Their personality. Period. They have to be good to me because I'm gonna be good to them, and don't be coming with that. Shit, I don't understand.
Because
you
want to
do something
else. I'm gonna flip it on you real quick. Best sign that you had sex with?
Libra. That was the best lover I ever had. That I ran from that dick. It was so good. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Not that we needed to know that, but okay.
Well, he said sex. There's not a dick involved in sex.
He didn't ask that question. Sweet Jesus.
I'm telling you.
You always playing the game wrong. Just never mind.
No. You the one came in sandbox late. Don't get mad at me.
The hell, man.
All right. Wait. Hold on. All right. So we'll go to Kenya. Kenya, best sign to date. Or best sign you had sex with.
I don't necessarily know what best sign to date. I'm like, Danielle, whoever, treat me right. But if best sex, I would have to say Leo. Give me a moment. me and this man, we still talk time to this day. If he called me right now, I've been a punk up this phone. I'll be like, I'll see you later. Bye.
Oh,
be good. Be sweet,
gonna dad. Abandon us for the day.
Let's
just say with the quickness,
Wallet. The hell out. All right, I'm gonna go to Ebony. Ebony, best sign to date or best sign you had sex with?
Part A is Scorpio. Part B is somewhere between Cancer, Leo.
All right. So why cancel Leo?
Why you gotta know my business like that, sir?
Tell him.
Not like you.
Okay, since you really want to know,
you mind your business, sir.
Cancer go all the way in. Like it ain't nothing that a cancer won't do. Okay, but the Leo though. We be
hey
in
now.
Tune.
Hey now.
We be in tune, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. Okay? What's understood
I'm
need to be explained, you know what I'm saying? That's how, okay.
Cancers eat real good. I'll tell you that.
You know what? I'm on J-Rob, sign.
No, don't ask me. The next person.
Oh, wait a minute. I had a Taurus that was a real good lover, too. So it's between that Libra and that Taurus.
He ain't asking. Your time is over. Let someone else answer. He's talking to you.
Yeah, well,
you nasty. We get it.
Pause. We got to go to Van. We're going to Van.
Yeah, ask Van.
That's fine.
Yeah. For me, best sign to date and best sex was a Scorpio. Hands down. Match all my nastiness. Oh, God. Mm.
They are nasty. Oh, my God.
That's what we doing? Really?
Oh.
Touching yourself while you talk again?
What Tyrese said?
I forgot about
the
Scorpio.
She would go. Oh yeah. She was so damn sexual. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's crazy. Two and I only one ass. The other question, Twin.
Oh, my best relationships have been with Cancers. Best sex with Cancers and Libras. And the pendulum swings back and forth because every sign has their positive and their negative. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Man, that flashback, you know, everybody just went off and they just had that faraway look.
Of course. Right,
so, so for me, Pisces women, I like Pisces women because they'll try anything once. As they like it, they'll do it twice. Or many times, but usually, if it sounds crazy, they're gonna try it anyway just to figure out.
Yep.
And then they get good at it, and then you're really happy after they got good at it. You're really, really happy. But Leo women, there's something about the ferocity by which a Leo woman enters into the act with you, you know, and you know, but Pisces women have that whole flow thing. Like if you can get a Pisces woman out of her shelter, you got a lot on your hands. You can do whatever you want to do. As long as it's pleasurable. And they also like a little bit of pain, too. They like to get roughed up a little bit. It's a little strange, but they like that.
Stop telling all the secret stuff.
I'm just saying. That's what it is. Y'all like choke and stroke. I'm just saying. But Leo women,
It's called breath play, sir.
That part. Matter of fact, let's go down the rabbit hole real quick. Sign that gave you the best kink. Gave you the best kink.
Cancer.
What was the kink?
Lord. I'm not going to mention that.
Why not
tell everything else?
Go ahead.
I did not tell everything else. I just told some. Just a little bit. I'm not going to mention that one. I don't want y'all judging me.
You're not going to talk about the 8 millimeter slides?
I don't know about that, but
because But best sign, matter of fact, we just go through it real quick. Best sign, just go through. You just say what it is. You can say the kink or not say the kink, whatever. But we just go through the top because we run out of time and we got like 7 minutes left. All right, so I'm going to start with essential. Best sign, best kink.
Jesus Christ. Best kink? Gemini. No, I'm lying. I'm lying. I can't. Come back to me. I'll have the answer.
All right. Waddell, best sign, best kink.
Well, I'm typically the one that's administering the kink. So I probably say the best receiver of my kink.
Best sub.
Probably
best sub.
best sub. My best sub actually was a Libra.
Best sub. All right. So, Danielle.
Okay, I'm ready.
Wait, did you say it? All right, go ahead.
I said Cancer, but that's as far as it goes. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, we're going to go back to essential. Essential, go ahead.
Yeah, so best kink, Cancer. Best sub, Gemini. Yeah, there we go.
All right. Cool. All right. Can you best sign, best king? Which one?
For me?
Yeah, you.
Oh. I could barely hear you for a second. I was like, did he call my name or not? I say Libra, kink, collared.
Oh shit! Goddamn.
You asked me. Yes. Don't fuck around and find out, man. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, alrighty then.
Y'all leave with them. Put something in everybody's drink.
Yeah, matter of fact, Ebony, best sign, best kink.
Okay. Did you hear me?
What did you say? Nah, what did you say?
Say.
Dads, what's the kink? What's the kink?
I ain't telling.
All right, fine. No pressure.
You said I had a choice, nigga. I didn't elaborate on all your questions.
Yo.
You're not about to ruin my good girl mentality, okay?
She said that was
a good girl.
Like,
okay.
Good girl mentality.
Yeah.
We all good girls.
Anyway, no, we're going to move forward. We're going to move forward. J-Rob. Best sign, best kink.
Shit, best sign? Libra. Kink? I'm looking at the videos. I'm talking to you. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
He's looking at the video. What you trying to point out with the best kink in the video?
There's 9 videos. I'm trying to figure out who's best. Just like, wow.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Good night.
No, he didn't. Just give us the amount.
Yeah.
Pick one. Yes.
It's a Libra thing. You'd have to understand.
I told you best lover was a Libra. So.
Cousin, all right,
let me go over here to Van Meadows. Van Meadows, best sign, best king.
Scorpio in bondage.
Ooh, goddamn.
Oh shit. So
no hesitation
so,
on that.
Are we talking rope bunny?
Don't do it. Next person, Kezo. You open up. Don't open that box. Don't open that box. Go to the next person. He answered your question. So
yeah.
Go to the next person.
What did somebody else say? Because I heard you. Who's the person who was talking about that? All right, matter of fact, all right, so Twin, I don't even want to ask you the question, but best sign, best king?
Cancer.
You said Cancer or what?
Cancer, both.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So, since we've got 90 seconds, Van Meadows, could you tell us what's going on in Pippi Ray Universe for the rest of the week?
Absolutely. Join us tomorrow night with La Perla Negra and Mrs. VIP for the Love Zone. Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, probably not a show. Saturday night will be the Just Gina Storm show. Then Sunday night's the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Next Tuesday, one of Mojave's great shows. Mojave, let them know which one you're going to do next week.
I have no
idea. Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I might be at a show, though. I might have a show that day. So I may not be here. I might be someplace else. So I'll let you know, though. Okay. Anything else? Oh, all right. So... we got 10 seconds. Thank you for everyone who came out this hour for this edition of War Council. I had a good time. Conversation moved easily. Super fantastic. I'd like to thank everybody who participated in the show because we're over in overtime, and it is a school night, so you know when it's a school night, I have to cut shit short. So we can't usually just go on and have more. But I'd like to thank Essential for coming through. Of course, I'd like to thank Kenya and Ebony, and I'd like to thank my sis, Twin, 2020 Twin, for C-Way for coming through, and of course, the regular members of the War Council, Danielle, Wendell, J-Rob, and of course, Van Meadows, for rocking out with us for next War Council. next time we'll do it, we'll actually have everything up running perfectly like we normally do. But I had a good time tonight. Did y'all have a good time tonight?
Oh, most excellent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
This was fun. Thank you.
I'm enjoying myself. Definitely a good time tonight.
Yeah, Ebony is funny as shit. funny as shit.
I was trying to bring the giggles. Everything was all fun and laughs tonight.
The funny thing is, I didn't check the back. Normally we get a lot of back channels. But I didn't check all the back channels, all that much. Tonight, so I'm probably going to see funny stuff. Huh? You said what?
Don't look.
Jesus. Anyway, you know, the next installment, I believe that we're going to do the thing with Dawood because he wasn't here for this one, but the thing for the finding the song. What was the thing? Finding the music for the relationship or something like that? It was real fucking dope. We were doing it, but I forgot to ask him how to do that. But we're going to do that one for the next one because that was fly. I enjoyed that. And I believe that was a great concept. And then, of course, listing out some of the other things that are happening. Most of the stuff will be on the page that we'll be doing it. We'll put it into the War Council group. If you're not a part of the group, talk to me. I'll put you in there. We always like good ideas and concepts to bring to the thing. It's an egalitarian council, so we like to talk about concepts. If you have a great concept for us to talk about or a good thing that you want to bring before the War Council, we're more happy to entertain it. Anything involving community interactions, relationships, and stuff that hits the public spheres involving black people, we're here for it. So with that being said, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out, rocking out with us. This is Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network. We're about to sign off. This podcast will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2. Everybody have a great time.
Bye. I love y'all. Don't get pregnant. Bye.
All right.